Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's move on. Seriously.
We are going to move on. You know why?
I got free drinks coming today at the cafeteria.
No, not anymore. Not after that.
I'm going in your pants then. I'm getting your wallet and using your card.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I'm a little distracted.
What you got going?
I got to figure some stuff out.
You're in black today.
Philadelphia.
Little black sweatshirt. Yeah. Like you up to no good.
Well, James in Oakland.
Man.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not. But he said, goo. Like, I said it before he called. And, of course, you didn't say. Then he says it. But I was like, you don't want the chef to get frisky. Meaning he might feel like he can't get it done here. That dude is averaging 2.7. 27 a game.
When he plays.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Hopefully. Let's finish up here. Let's go to Flea in Oakland. He's not happy.
Our man.
He is not happy.
Flea.
Hey, Flea.
Steiny and Goo, please let me get this off.
Go ahead, baby.
No caller or even nobody on this air to ever say trade Steph Curry. One reason why that stadium is built in San Francisco, one reason because it's in San Francisco, but one of the most expensive teams in the NBA is because Wardell, Stephen Curry.
Mm.
One of the second reasons why all them players came over the years to come play with them, because Steph Curry is one of the greatest players that ever played basketball. While we got 4 championships in the Bay Area and he brought something to our life for the last, 15, 16, 17 years, is because Steph Curry.
I love it.
For somebody to ever say we need to trade, even that, for somebody to be in the Bay Area and for that to come out their mouth, trading Steph Curry, they need to never watch the Warriors again. We ain't had nobody like Steph Curry in my lifetime. And when Steph Curry retired, I ain't never cried over no basketball player. But I know I'm going to get teary-eyed Curry retired. For someone to say trade Steph Curry and for it to come out their mouth so easy, I don't like fans like that. No disrespect to that guy that called.
James,
to say we need to trade Steph. I don't care if Steph Curry getting one three-pointer per game. Don't trade him. He changed the franchise. He changed the Bay Area. We got one of the most expensive teams because one dude, did Steph Curry complain when he was the cheapest guy on the roster when he was making $34 million? He ain't never put up the money sign and gave the Warriors a problem about paying him. He waited until his contract was up. One of the best players the guys that have on your team. No attitude. Right. He took the back seat to Durant.
Wow.
He took the back seat to Durant. Durant said had to stop and say, hey, man, this your team. I came here because of you. Anybody in the Bay Area to ever say trade Steph Curry, from guys that's hosting the show, it's lost their mind and don't understand what he brought to their life.
Wow. All right, Flea. And I'm trying. I'm with you. Now, I wanted to say this to Flea, Steiny, because I'm going to be Steiny to Flea, And I'm hugging you through the phone, Flea, because I'm going to shed a tear when that day does come. But I think JD, he don't need me to speak for him. What if the chef went to management?
That's what's going to happen.
Like Giannis is doing in Milwaukee.
That's the way it's going to happen.
That's not, we're not there yet, but what if that did happen? You got to appease the dude that built everything Flea talked about.
I mean, yeah, the only way it's going to happen is if Steph goes to
initiates
Dunleavy and says,
it ain't happening here.
Or let me help you out.
Because you would get
Let me jumpstart.
What would that look like?
I mean,
a Steph return averaging 27 shooting, basically what he's been shooting his whole career. A couple notches down. I know you're good. Come on, Steiny. This dude is the best watch in the league.
Right, but great players have been traded. Like, it happens.
But we're not there yet to where the Warriors are.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where Mike Dunleavy's at. I don't know.
I would say he's in the process of trying to come up with something.
Trades are hard.
I think
Flea wasn't playing.
I think they've telegraphed everything they're thinking. They're in a 2-year window, and the minute that they don't think they can get it done, they're done. They're moving on, whatever that looks like.
Let me ask you this. Is it but good that you telegraph? Or are you like, yeah, no.
You know how I felt about it. I don't like it. I don't like telegraphing it, and I don't like ruling it out. I just don't. Mm. I mean, I get Flea and I get all the emotion.
There's a bunch of Fleas.
I get all the emotion, but like, sorry, we're getting to that point where you might have to talk about it. Now, if Steph says, I don't want to go anywhere, then there's no discussion. Let me just throw something crazy at you.
Yeah.
Never mind. I know the answer. No, I just thought it.
It could be evidence.
I mean, just the idea that, like, I'm not saying we're there, but like, this is what I mean by I just would never rule anything out. You don't know what may come up.
But
I'm not here to say I would never ever trade Steph Curry. I mean, he could be your biggest way to jumpstart the next era. And if that's the decision you need to make, then it's going to be uncomfortable, but it might be the way to go.
I'll say this to that, because now you got me open, Steiny. And when I say open, y'all, I'm about to just let it all out, unfiltered. When I think of sports and some of the greats, no matter what name you give me, Walter Payton, rest in peace. Roger Staubach, Joe Montana was traded. Jerry Rice played in another uniform. And I know Niner fans, I know them, some that hate that even happened. But there's nobody greater on what they meant to a team and stayed with that team like a Steph Curry or a Kobe Bryant or a Magic Johnson. Like, just think about what we're talking about, Steiny. This dude is – the Warriors are the highest and most expensive ball club in the NBA now. What was it, 11, 14 billion? Like, that's incredible. But let's not lie to ourselves and say it's not Steph. So, to me, that means something. And I just don't think there's a day, a move, and I don't even think the chef, from what I think I know of him, and I had the pleasure more than once – to sit down and chop it up with them alongside yourself, to where that dude would don another uniform. I thought the same with Giannis. I think that's coming to a head. MJ, they didn't want to keep the team. He left. But if we're really talking about Derek Jeter to the Yankees, this is greater or as great, man. Lawrence Taylor on the you know, it's different. But this is equal to anything when you talk about an athlete, his original team, the dividends, the chips, parades. It's as great as anything any athlete you could say.
Right, and you've made it perfectly clear that if keeping Steph means that after Steph, the dry spell could be longer, you're willing to do it. I'm not.
I am, man.
And that doesn't mean I'm trading Steph today. It just means we got it. We got to, like,
so you would trade that chip in just to get back to prominence sooner? Like,
hell yes.
And I get that. But, Steinie, when you have a relationship like I think you have and a connection and a box office guy like the chef, I think however many more years it would take us,
great, okay,
it's worth him and people like Flea crying.
How's it
and
worth
breaking
it?
Up to for him to go somewhere else to chase us somewhere else. And then also on the flip side, when, you know, Jay, we got to be real, JD ain't too fond of the job Mike D's doing. He don't put him in the Bob Myers category, and it's early. But then I feel like that would be a failure, too, from the front office to allow it to get so porous while you still had the chef still giving you a bang for your buck. And that's why I'm so enamored with where we're at now. They went out and got Jimmy Butler. But now it just feels like they need another Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
and I don't know why and what happened.
For the 8 millionth time, like, I'm not saying they should trade Curry.
I understand.
But when you say we will never trade Steph Curry, then you are limiting the options that you have to possibly become a better team.
But what if he doesn't want to get traded?
Well, then there's nothing to discuss here.
All right. But you understand, yeah, there's going to be a delay when that day does come and he's gone. Yeah, we got a little wait. It might be longer because of not using that card or even trying to explore.
Right, and I think it's and you Doesn't know what I think it's a crock though? Of crap is these fans now who say anything and everything for Steph, like they're not going to be mad in 2028 if the team's 20-62. Like, if Steph's gone, nobody's going to give a rat's behind. Mm-hmm. We're going to be mad that they haven't, you know, that they weren't able to parlay whatever it was at the end of the Steph era into something that's a worthwhile product to have out on the floor.
Yeah, we had our guy, the marathon runner, call in and say he can't understand why Niner fans haven't been fed like Warrior fans and why Warrior fans are upset. But I'll say social media is here now, and it wasn't here years ago, and everybody's always mad about something.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's take Burnsy and Fremont. And hey, Burnsy, how you doing?
Afternoon, fellas.
Yes.
Steinie, man.
Oh.
You're going to start playing this song again about trading Steph. I mean, I personally think that you actually made Steph come on record and say that if he was to be at, or if he asked for a trade, that'd be a failure in his mind, that he wants to do it here. And we pretty much put that to bed last year. Mm. And I was I would just call in, and I remember you guys called me selfish for wanting Steph to be here and not letting him free and all this stuff. But, you know, so be it, man. Steph isn't going anywhere. Put this thing to bed, man. And you know what? You just said something, Steinie, that I'm going to react to is, if you're a Warriors fan, you're going to be so upset when they're a certain type of Warrior fans might be upset. And those certain type of fans are the new age fans, not as old school fans that have been around, the Channel 36 fans that I like to say, you never had anything. So when you never had anything and you get something and you lose it, it doesn't really affect you as much as you think. I really do. I could care less what the Warriors are after Steph. I want them to do well now. I want them to do well now, man. And that's the thing. I understand that they're in a period where it's not looking good. And like the caller said before, there's better teams out there right now. I understand that. So you know what? I am going to enjoy Steph every single time he plays. Mm. And I really don't care, you know, and I'll basically say this. I don't care about the championship.
Okay.
I care about Steph and watching Steph and finishing his career out. And like those callers said, what he's done for the Bay Area – man, that goes way farther in my book than what he's ever done on a court.
Let me ask you this, Burns. Do you want Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy to take that same approach that you have as a fan?
You know, I don't know. Well, of course not. They can't do that, right? I mean, they're on a different level than I am. But, you know, I'm cool with that. Keep Steph. Try to get as much around him as possible and make a run. I'm fine with that. Right. Making the playoffs is cool. I'm cool with that, man. You know, it's – and I really think there's a lot more fans out there like that. I'm tired of hearing the Warrior fans complain, oh, let's fire, you know, let's fire the guy. Let's do this. You know, it's just like, man, I understand, but just enjoy it. It really needs to be enjoyed, man. It really does. And Steph ain't going nowhere, Steiny.
Man. All right. Thanks, Burnsy. Appreciate the call.
And I got you. Not that you need me to have your back. You weren't saying trade him. JD was just saying that it might be that, you know, if you strike out doing everything else, you know, then do you think about that? But that's why I said what I said just about the perfection that this has been in regard to a draft pick and a relationship and an attachment to a fan base in a city and that new cathedral. Built privately funded and Joe Lacob, you know, this is what you, man, it's just how, and I know here we go, Stan, I got to do it in the 1 o'clock hour. I mean, how can you manipulate or find, even though you got Butler, some more help, but do you got the chips and the things that you could sell and get something back worth anything? And now it don't look like it outside of Jimmy and Dre.
You know, I'm just sick of the Warrior fans who, when you're discussing the situation they're in now and what might be the best decisions, that they take some of the thoughts that any ordinary general manager or president would have and act as though there's some kind of sacrilege involved. Mm. It's like the Warriors are 13-12. All right, that's what they are. They're 13-12. Curry's coming back. The bottom line is there is a big chunk of this fan base that looks at this roster and says they are not going anywhere. And that's fair. And there's another segment of the fan base that says this team can go somewhere if things fall into place. And depending on how you feel, it's going to impact the approach you want the Golden State Warriors to take. And there's a part of the fan base, whether we like it or not, that feels like the Warriors might just be treading water right now, wasting time, and not prepared to make some of the bold moves that maybe will need to be made. Maybe not now, but down the line.
Well, they just made one just this past offseason. I mean, this past season with Jimmy Butler, I give them all the credit in the world for that. Just think about where we'd be and what we'd be talking about with that iteration of the team. But you know what, partner? That's not enough. And I'm in the party of what you just spoke about. You had two groups. One that thinks they might just be stuck and neutral, and the other that thinks they can do something. And with this energy and synergy that I think they've, you know, found over these three games and the emergence of Pat, can they just put that together? And I haven't said this, I haven't voiced it, but you could say I'm on the Disney Channel with this. I'm wondering if the young guys and that energy is going to kind of rub off on the older guys. So we'll find out starting tomorrow. But the bottom line is, what hurts me is what I saw manifest for one half of a season last year with Jimmy Butler.
Well, it's kind of half. It was 30 games.
And I get, you're going to say, Goo, it's 82 games. It's a longer run. That's why you're not, that I didn't have on my bingo card. And I'm scratching my head, the waves, wondering, damn, they need to make another move. And that's crazy. Because I thought Jimmy was going to be enough.
Well, but Jimmy not being enough is no reflection on Steph.
At this point, no.
Okay.
You know who it's a reflection on? Jimmy. Because now there's been slippage other places. I'm looking at Jimmy. I need you to do more. If I asked you what more can Steph do outside of not turn the ball over with this team, I think that paper's light. But Jimmy is. He beats to his own drum. I get it. But I feel like there's something more in there that we can get out on a nightly basis. And if Jimmy were to tell me, Goo, I'm older, I got to pace myself, well, what are you pacing yourself for? Because if we got to go the playing route, then you're going to have to expend that energy there like you guys had to do before you played Houston. And look what happened.
I'm not mortgaging my future for Jimmy Butler to play at a higher level. Like, this is who he is.
Like, now that
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I can't play harder. Like, what? This is who he is.
But more aggressive?
Everybody is.
More aggressive offensively? You know, that's what it's about?
Let me tell you what. Here's the other thing I can't stand. Not... Oh, he needs to be more aggressive. That doesn't mean you're playing better. It means you're being more aggressive. It's like Jimmy Butler, I get, if he's more aggressive, he may be worse because that's not his game. He loves being efficient.
But the but then you have to come out on this team out of your comfort zone, and that's a part, it could go the other way, but what if it went the right way and the team was better off?
So you're asking Jimmy Butler at 36, he's been in the league 16 years, you want him to play now this year differently than he's ever played before?
I think that's what it calls for.
Well, I don't think.
Now,
He's 36, do you think he can bring it every night at a level higher than he's played so far, even though he's been pretty good?
Yeah, right.
Weren't we kind of talking about this with Curry, though, last year?
It's
scary where we thought it was. Go ahead,
Ian. Well, Steph wasn't statistically performing very well. We were wondering if he had enough left.
Oh, man.
If the team was worth investing in because they were a game below 500, and the Warriors did invest in the team. They got them Jimmy Butler.
And he went back to looking like old Steph.
Steph was rejuvenated, performed like an all-pro or all-NBA player, and they made the second round of the playoffs.
Yes.
So,
I think Goo feels like he's asking for a different version of Butler.
Well, no, if you're not going to do what Evan's talking about, and I don't know if he's alluding to that, Jimmy Butler is not too big to get help too, is what I'm saying. That obviously would help Steph and the whole team. So that's why I feel like you saying there's not a move. And now what really has me is Kuminga's not going to get us what I thought. Maybe, but we don't know that if you put something else to it. If you attach something to Kuminga, what could you get?
Well,
that could help now.
And think about that.
And I'm thinking about the Pelicans.
Think about what you just said. You basically just said Kuminga's value is so low that you must include a carrot with him. But
how can I not see that or say that right now?
But this isn't about Kuminga to me. It feels like you have an unrealistic expectation of Jimmy Butler. Like, I think Butler's been pretty good this year. I think this is who he is.
Yeah.
And we're just like Steph, we may see more down games than we have in the past. But we're not going to see a Jimmy Butler that's bet like... Let's say 50 games. The next 50 games of Jimmy Butler are not going to be significantly better than the first 50. Because the first 50 were pretty damn good.
Yeah. Now, I got to say this, and I'm going Rick Pitino because JD brought him up from Oakland. Kevin Durant's not walking through that door. I'm desperate. I feel like this team needs something. So I'm looking at everything that's going on, and Jimmy Butler is the guy to me, Stani, that I feel like can maybe just up his game a little more and be a little more selfish offensively, I would roll the dice and think we'd come up 7-11s, and that's a win, as opposed to giving the ball to others and expecting them to keep doing their thing when you are Jimmy freaking Butler. But I'm listening to you. If he's really truly 36 and he's feeling it and he's not playing bad, I just want more, then I understand I could be off. But I don't feel like I'm trying to get water from a rock.
I mean,
like, I feel like there's something that, like, I wonder how. Remember, he said, I play the way I play. He said it. He said it after games. Right. I know people make sure, but I play how I play. So it's a mindset. Like, he probably would tell me to go to hell.
So you want Jimmy Butler to play?
Give me 5 to 6 more field goal attempts a game.
Dude, Jimmy Butler right now shooting 52% from the field.
Yeah.
46 from three.
How many shots a game, Stoney? That's what I'm talking about.
He's taking 11 and a half shots a game.
And he's in his zone, and I get it, and he's mastered that, but I'm just asking.
You shouldn't have acquired him then. I mean, but do if you wanted a volume got, shooter, you should have picked any player in the league right. but Jimmy Butler. Like, this is what I mean.
Did you know that coming in about Jimmy last year when the trade was announced? Because I got to be honest, everything was so perfect. It was perfection when he came. I never even had to up into the Minnesota series. But now I'm thinking I should have known this.
Well, look at his shot attempts the last couple years. 14, 13-9, 13-2, 10-9, 11-1, 11-5. That's who he is. Like, he hates to go 7 for 17.
Wow.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.